Chapter 14. The Southland. White Fang watched from the steamer as it reached San Francisco. The log cabins he had known were replaced by towering buildings. The streets were crowded with dangers. Wagons, carts, cars, great horses pulling huge lorries, and enormous electric trams hooting and clanging among them all. All this was power. It was colossal. White Fang was full of wonder and fear. He felt small and weak. He was confused by the tremendous noise in the streets and by the endless rush and movement of things. As never before, he felt his dependence on his master, and he followed close at his heels, never losing sight of him. Finally, White Fang was put in a baggage car, chained in a corner in the middle of trunks and suitcases. Here White Fang thought he was deserted, until he smelled out his master's clothes bags beside him and proceeded to stand guard over them.
"It's about time you came,"
growled the driver of the baggage car an hour later when Whedon Scott appeared at the door.
"That dog of yours won't let me lay a finger on your things."
White Fang came out of the car. He was astonished. The nightmare city was gone. Before him was a beautiful country, bright with sunshine, quiet. There was a carriage waiting. A man and a woman approached his master. The woman's arms went out and held his master round the neck, a hostile act. Whedon Scott pulled himself free from the embrace and took hold of White Fang, who had become a snarling, raging devil.
"It's all right, Mother,"
Scott said as he held White Fang tightly and pacified him.
"He thought you were going to injure me, and he wouldn't stand for that. It's all right. It's all right. He'll learn soon enough.
And in the meantime, I'm allowed to love my son only when his dog is not around?"
She laughed, though she was pale and weak from the fright. She looked at White Fang, who snarled threateningly. Scott spoke softly to White Fang until he had calmed him down. Then his voice became firm.
"Down, sir. Down with you."
This was one of the things taught him by his master, and White Fang obeyed, though he lay down reluctantly.
"Now, Mother."
Scott opened his arms to her, but he kept his eyes on White Fang. White Fang watched the hostile act repeated, but no harm came of it, nor of the embrace from the strange man that followed. Then the clothes bags were taken into the carriage. The strange people and his master followed, and White Fang ran along behind. 15 minutes later, the carriage entered a stone gateway and traveled on between a double row of trees. On either side were wide lawns. In the near distance were fields and hills, and at the end, a house with many windows. White Fang had little opportunity to see all this, for hardly had the carriage entered the grounds when he was attacked by an angry sheepdog. White Fang made his silent, deadly rush, but this rush was never completed. The dog he was about to attack was a female, and attacking a female went completely against his instinct.
"Here, collie,"
called the strange man in the carriage. Whedon Scott laughed.
"Never mind, Father. It's good discipline. White Fang will have to learn many things, and it's just as well that he begins now. He'll adjust himself all right."